Hello, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, why is it that the people in charge of our country are so adamant to continue to lead us into economic crisis? We talk about the philosophical reason this is happening and more. You can email me your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. Turning Point USA, start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter, start a college chapter, or come to our Student Action Summit at tpusa.com/SAS. That is tpusa.com/SAS. Get engaged, get involved. We have Trump, we have DeSantis, we have the biggest speakers in the entire movement. So check it out right now, tpusa.com/SAS. Email me your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. We are traveling right now in beautiful Southern California. I just gave a speech to the conservative group at the Southern Baptist Convention. And we are here now. A lot to talk about, a lot to dive into. But what is really leading the news today is something that we've been warning about for many months and quite honestly many years, which is we are now officially living through an economic catastrophe. Now, what really should bother you and worry you is how radical our politics became when our economy was stable. When economies are stable and economies are not in free fall, typically your politics get very boring. People don't want to change things if wages are going up and people are able to vacation. Radical ideas, ideas that otherwise would have seemed untenable, tend to be introduced. They tend to be entertained when people start to experience material and economic misery. So the fact that we had these insane ideas of mass wealth confiscation, open borders, the ideas that have permeated the left, we had that all the while the economy was doing very well. In fact, the best economy, arguably, in American history that we experienced in 2017, 18, and 19. Now, you don't have to like Donald Trump. Many of you love Donald Trump. Many of you hate Donald Trump. But his economy was bulletproof. It was bulletproof because for all of the criticisms that you might lay against Donald Trump, President Trump, he did come from a viewpoint where he agreed with the founding fathers and the framers that there are laws of nature and nature's God. This colloquially gets called common sense. That is a good filler term, by the way. Common sense. And we, you know, the bumper sticker is common sense isn't too common anymore. But a deeper way to explain what common sense is that you believe that there are anchors to our existence. That you believe that there is nature. Thomas Jefferson wrote it in the laws of nature and nature's God. You don't have to be a Christian to believe that. If you are a Christian, you also believe it. You don't even have to be a deist to believe that. You have to believe that there are certain truths that we must honor in our existence. President Trump knew this instinctively. Why did he know this instinctively? Because he lived in the natural and real world his entire life. He didn't live in the academic world or the political world. He didn't live in the clouds. He literally lived on job sites. When you try to build a building in downtown Manhattan, you don't get to will it to exist. You don't get to say, well, it's my feeling that this beam is going to support the structure. No, you must prove it. Donald Trump lived as a realist. He lived in a world that was anchored by the laws of physics, by the laws of mathematics, by the laws of biology. Now, mind you, most of you also live in that world. Whether you are a carpenter, a mechanic, an accountant, most of our audience, almost all of you, have to live by certain truths. Whereas the Democrat Party is ruled by people that don't have to live by those truths. Janet Yellen being one of them. Jerome Powell being another. They don't have to live by the laws of nature and nature's God. Money is nothing more than a construct. Gender is nothing more than a colonialist oppression tradition. One of the reasons why Donald Trump was able to create such a booming economy is, yes, of course, he was a businessman, but he also knew bad ideas when he saw them. Like, wait a second, we can create money out of thin air? That doesn't make any sense. We keep on offshoring manufacturing to China? That doesn't make any sense. He had what is the word that defines good leaders? Prudence. I believe Ron DeSantis has prudence as well. Comes from a Greek word which means prudentia. Now, what you have right now, though, is a very dangerous combination running the White House. Is you have a arrogant, ignorant, ideological crusade being basically deploying on America, and America is the experiment. America right now is the experiment of how far can ideology take you. So ideology, especially if it's rooted in the belief that nature is not stable, will very quickly and rapidly destroy your civilization. So what should concern all of us is that these radical ideas started to get inserted into the zeitgeist, which really is the spirit of the times, when our economy was booming. Now that we're getting to an unstable point, I think that we're going to start to see even more radical ideas. Our job as conservatives is to hopefully take people back to reality and anchor them to truth. But we shouldn't be really surprised by this. The same Democrat Party and the same left that believes you could pick your own gender because you feel a certain way, they believe that you can chart your own existence based on your own emotional feeling. They ignore the laws of nature and the laws of biology. Why on earth would they honor the laws of economics? They wouldn't. So a very fundamental question that we need to ask out of our leaders or the people running our country. We got an email, freedom@charliekirk.com, from one of our listeners. Charlie, stop calling them leaders. Call them the people running our country. I think that's actually very fair. It's good feedback. Are you the designer and the master of nature, or are you simply a participant or a spectator? This is the question that is unfolding in front of us. It's a deeper question you're not going to see explored on most conservative media. It's a question you're not going to see on cable news. They're just going to say, yeah, Biden, his economy is so terrible. Okay, we know that. But why? Why is this happening? It's because Biden and his team, unless Biden, he's obviously just being kind of puppeteered by the people around him. They believe that they are the masters of nature. How else would you explain giving puberty blockers to a 12-year-old? Nature is nothing more than a construct that we can override with technology. 12-year-old thinks that she is a boy or he is a girl. We can override that with our own scientific progress. Now, this is one of the things that drives our obsession and our religious fanaticism behind the scientific progress. Behind people like Anthony Fauci, that somehow we are going to get godlike powers out of scientific exploration. You see, in order to be a conservative, you must come after these things with some form of humility. You must recognize that people from every corner of the country have the same needs, wants, and desires, and that even though they might have different religious views, they might have different cultural tendencies, they might have different diets, they all need and want the same thing. And those laws are applicable to every civilization, every people, at every time. That is what a conservative believes. Put simply, we believe in the unchanging natural law, and we don't want to try to change it, because not only if you don't recognize it, that's bad enough, but if you try to change it, you will turn your society into turmoil. You will go into bedlam quickly. More people have died in the last 100 years. Over 100 million people have died from intentional murder, starvation, gulags, or concentration camps because of a small group of people that believe that they could declare war on nature. Nature will win. To take a more religious tone, we believe God will win, but to make it more applicable to our entire audience, nature does not lose. We believe nature is stable. It is unchanging. This is, again, what drives me nuts about the transgender argument. That be very careful trying to use chemicals to try to destroy the nature of a young child. But a part of nature that gets glossed over a part of nature that doesn't always get studied closely enough, is what is the nature when it comes to economics? Whether it's in Venezuela, 12th century medieval Rome, Persia, the Chinese Empire, the Indus River Valley, the laws of economics never change. And they're so simple, but it requires a dose of humility that our arrogant rulers refuse to recognize. I want to tell you guys about Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the simplest and safest way to digitize all your aging videotapes, camcorder tapes, and more. Look, it was a wake-up call for me when one of our team members' homes burned down. I was like, whoa, all of his family memories gone, vanished, vaporized. Where are your family's old film reels? It's going to be fire season in parts of California soon. Forest fires all across America. What happens if your vacation home burns down or your home burns down? God forbid. But will your memories be saved? How are you going to pass them down to your kids? Well, here's how Legacy Box works. You put them all in a box. You send it off to them. They barcode it. They save it forever. And it goes in the cloud and you're able to make your legacy permanent and preserved. What memories do you wish you could relive or pass down to your kids? Look, each kit includes everything you need to safely pack and send your recorded moments. Each item is hand digitized by a hand by 200 trained technicians right here in America. So experience the joy and excitement of rewatching your wedding day, baby's first steps, or Christmas mornings. We love Legacy Box. We love using it here on the Charlie Kirk Show. Many of our Turning Point USA team members love it. So go to the Legacy Box event. The Legacy Box Father's Day event is happening now. Go to legacybox.com/Charlie and save 50%. Legacy Box is great for your family or as a gift for your father. That's legacybox.com/Charlie for 50% off. Legacybox.com/Charlie. So when you deal with a side that does not recognize natural reality, that does not believe that there's an overarching design to our existence, you, of course, are talking about people that want to be God themselves. It's nothing new. We've seen it. It's somewhat predictable, almost. When you see people that get into power, they themselves want to turn into deities. This is one of the reasons why the Founding Fathers were so extraordinary. Founding Fathers are worthy of study. They're worthy of examination. Were they perfect? Of course not. However, the Founding Fathers were exceptional and they were brilliant. You see, the Founding Fathers, after they won the war against the British Empire, very well could have made the Washingtonian, Hamiltonian, Jacksonian monarchy. They could have subdivided America and made every state its own kind of feudal territory, because that's all humans knew before them. Before the Founding Fathers broke away and won against Great Britain, won against King George, the people of America, they wouldn't have known any different. Now, there was a grassroots desire for self-government, thanks to the strong biblical teachings of Wesley and Mayhew, Jonathan Mayhew and Jonathan Edwards and Whitfield, thanks to the colonial preachers that laid the foundation, Roger Williams as well, that started the foundation for what ended up being the revival of self-government, the breakthrough in time, the 4,000-year leap forward. And because of all of that, the Founding Fathers that decided to go a different way, they might have had many shortcomings, but they didn't have a shortcoming where they thought they were God. I can't say the same about our current president or this current regime. Now, do I think Joe Biden thinks that he is God? I'm not saying that. He certainly thinks he's close to it, though. Everything that Biden and his team around him does is an all-out, almost vengeful, spiteful war against nature. They're almost mad at nature. And when I say nature, I don't mean the ponds and the rivers and the sequoia trees. I mean the design of existence. They're almost annoyed by it. They almost want to exert their hierarchy, their autonomy, to be able to crush an unborn child, to castrate a 12-year-old using puberty blockers, to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. It's almost there is a spite that there is an existence they didn't design that they have to be subservient to. This isn't hard for us as Christians, isn't hard for practicing Jewish believers. It's very fundamental. There is a God and you are not him. Number one. Number two, we all have that in common. But the left does not. All of you are experiencing this economic crash right now. Crashflation is what we call it on this program. We've been predicting it for over 2 years. Republicans and Democrats brought this to you. $5 to $7 trillion of new money created out of thin air, in addition to the $4 trillion they were already spending. Laws of economics are very clear. You cannot print wealth. That private property matters. That trade must be respected. That profit is the motivation for how you get better products and better services. Look, as you know, our friend Mike Lindell has amazing passion, and especially has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing My Slippers. For a limited time, you'll save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop this. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors, out all day long. Made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. Call 800-875-0425 or click on promo code Kirk or MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com. Promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com. The strategy for Joe Biden right now is to just tell people you actually aren't suffering. Everything's fine. There's no famine. You know, the old Soviet motto is that there is no famine, and if you disagree, maybe you shouldn't be around. The way the Soviets used to solve famine is instead of trying to grow more crops, because they took land away from what was called the kulaks. Anybody that earned more than an acre of land was considered to be a kulak. They considered them to be a wealthy or prosperous peasant. Is they would just kill you. Instead of trying to up production, you just limit the amount of mouths to be fed. Cut 53, Joe Biden says, look, I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending. We're changing people's lives. Play cut 53.
One year. So when they come to you and talk about big spenders, let them know. Almost $2 trillion in deficit reduction. I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending. We're changing people's lives.
Yeah, we're changing people's lives by making them go bankrupt and destroying their purchasing power and the looming credit card debt crisis. We're about to see a multidimensional debt crisis that is just going to maybe break the back of the American economy. We'll see. And what's so sick about it is that if you've been saving, you actually get punished. Inflation helps people that have debt. Inflation rewards bad behavior. It incentivizes more borrowing. Until, of course, you raise interest rates. So Joe Biden has been going on and on saying that he has lowered the deficit, the largest deficit in American history. Play cut 55.
Changing people's lives. And because of the facts this year, we're delivering the biggest drop in deficit in the history of the United States of America.
Look, even CNN says this is a total lie. By Daniel Dale, fact check, deconstructing Biden's claim that I reduced the federal deficit. Joe Biden has been taking credit for reducing the federal budget deficit, the annual gap between the money the government takes in and the money the government spends. A smaller deficit before, but bigger deficit than expected. Basically, because of all this insane spending, the deficit spiked, and now it's still massive. It's still trillions of dollars. Even though the deficit in 2020 was $3.1 trillion, it's only gone by $360 billion. So he's just counting the decline, not actually how much is still being spent. And by the way, Republicans learn this the hard way. Nobody cares about these highly technical arguments. I care about the national debt. I care about the deficit. Most Americans could not tell you the difference between the debt or the deficit. They could not. It's a very technical argument. They care about gas prices. They care about purchasing power. They care about wages. They care about if they have a job or not. Not whether or not the national debt is. That Republicans tried running on that in 2012. And that's one of the reasons why Obama got reelected in 2012. People don't care about that. I wish they did. I wish we had robust debates about the debt and deficit. I'm a big fan of talking about the debt and deficit. I think Republicans have failed us on the debt and deficit. I get it. People don't care about it. And Joe Biden is lying about it. Biden's claim is almost bizarro world, according to Mark Goldwein of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. CNN fact checker said Dale noted that the federal deficit had indeed declined. However, the deficit decline was originally expected to be even larger than the figure Biden expected. Dale added that the economic experts, quote, still scoffed at the idea that Biden had personally responsible for having reduced the deficit. In fact, one advocate of deficit reduction, Mark Goldwein, for the Committee for the Responsible Federal Budget, told me that this claim is almost, it's a reversal of reality. That's interesting. That's exactly what we've been talking about all hour. That there is a reality and you must recognize that there is nature. Nature has an ability to kind of sort things out. It's stable. But Joe Biden doesn't recognize nature, or at least the people around him. They're largely academics. If you want to know one of the main reasons why I'm such an opponent of college, Brown, Stanford, Yale, Harvard, is they do not come from the admission, the humility, the humble stance that there is a nature and you must not try and disrupt it. They don't believe in that. They're always trying to find some sort of man-powered, will-centered, scientific-fueled project to change natural design. And that's one of the, you look at the laws of economics. They are unchanging. Pieces of paper do not create wealth. They do not. Pieces of paper must correlate with value. The left doesn't believe this. They think by creating pieces of paper, you might spur some sort of economic miracle. Now, there is a tension here, though, between intentional destruction and utopian economic thinking, but they both get the same way. They both get the same thing. This is why intentions are completely irrelevant when it comes to politics. They're totally irrelevant. Intentions can matter with your spouse. Sorry, I didn't mean to get late. I got stuck in traffic. Sorry, I didn't mean to drop the groceries. That's fine. But when you talk about politics, about long drawn out processes of public policy development, intentions mean nothing because good intentions could end up getting you the same thing as someone that has bad intentions. All that matters is the result. That's it. The standard of which political science and political thinking must be made at is, okay, you could say, well, that group has good intentions, but it doesn't matter. We're still going to vote against it. You do not vote based on the intention. You vote on based whether or not it's going to do good, make you freer, make you happier, make your country stronger. Let's go to Cut 42. CNBC's Steve Leisman says this whole idea of inflation eventually getting back under control is just not happening. Play Cut 42.
Steve Leisman is here. He's got more details on this. Steve, you've been digging through it. What jumps out at you?
That we're not getting any help on the goods sector. Goods inflation, the producer level up 1.4%, services up 0.4%. The whole idea of inflation eventually getting back under control is that you would have this switch from goods inflation moderating over into the service sector, and that is not happening. That's a big story right there.
So they say producer prices are up 10.8%. That is low. I don't believe any of these numbers. We've gone into detail why I'm glad the government is lying about inflation. It would bankrupt local and city governments that have automatic pay adjustments for some city workers and teachers. But let's not fool ourselves. In Phoenix, Arizona, inflation is between 30 to 35%. The media won't tell you that, but you are living through one of the great price increases in American history. And what is our government talking about? They're focusing on indicting Trump. Oh, no, they're telling you things are awesome. They're thinking things are just wonderful, actually. Play Cut 43.
And said, you're doing 10% year over year plus or almost 11%. We still have a big problem up the pipeline. And that's going to filter down. And then the question obviously becomes how much that could be passed along to consumers and whether or not we're at some form of a breaking point of consumers rejecting these higher prices and businesses unable to pass them along, and that would hit profits. Becky?
Ducey had a back and forth with the press secretary of the United States, Carrie Jean-Pierre, whatever her name is, Karine Jean-Pierre. Not a very smart person. I hope she finds a career in something meaningful. She's in the wrong line of work, but she is the communication arm of the executive branch of the federal government. So I really have very little patience for her. She's the White House press secretary. Total waste of time. Play cut 47.
So as you say that Americans are well positioned to weather this stock market decline, what is the president's message to somebody who might want to retire, but their 401k is getting wiped out?
So we know that that higher prices are having a real effect on people's lives. We get that. And we are incredibly focused on doing everything that we can to make sure that the economy is working for every American people. But we are coming out of the strongest job market in American history, and that matters.
This idea of the job market being the only thing that matters, it's such a Soviet argument. Everyone had jobs in the Soviet Union. You go dig a ditch and you fill it back in. You dig the ditch before lunch and you fill it back in after lunch, you go home. Are the jobs productive? Are wages going up? Are people is the standard of living going up? That's what really matters. Anyone can find it. You can have a job doing anything. You create government work around any sort of job. Is it a meaningful job? What's the labor participation rate is another question. But the question was about the stock market. The stock market is now lower than it was when Biden took office. And do not be surprised if the market goes below 30,000. Do not be surprised if the market goes down to 27, 26, 25. We might be in very danger, in incredible dangerous waters here. Now, we predicted it for quite some time. I own the VIX. My timing wasn't exactly right, but we're looking pretty wise right now as we sold near the top of the market. The VIX is the volatility index. Joe Biden's approval rating with young people, 22%. With Hispanics, 24%. Most older voters, actually Joe Biden's constituency that likes him the most are actually people over the age of 60. Baby boomers approve of Joe Biden a lot more than millennials and Gen Z. But I'm told a lot by baby boomers that millennials are the problem. Actually, millennials hate Joe Biden more than boomers do. It's an interesting fact. Every poll shows that, including the Quinnipiac poll. Joe Biden's overall approval rating is 33%, one of the lowest in the history of presidential approval rating, makes Nixon look like the star at prom. 24% of Hispanic voters, 49% of black voters said they approve of Biden's work. The entire Democrat Party is collapsing in front of your eyes. And there is a Democrat I want to thank, though, right now. Believe it or not, all of this would be worse if it wasn't for Joe Manchin. I know that's hard to believe, as bad as it is. But all of this would be significantly worse if it wasn't for Joe Manchin holding the line on the filibuster. If they were able to pass H.R. 1 and the $6 trillion Build Back Better whatever bill, I mean, we would have almost no path towards reconciliation or any path towards economic recovery. Joe Biden created and is overseeing one of the most uncertain economic climates in the history of the country. From cringing at the pump to getting an eye-popping check at your favorite restaurant, inflation is hitting us all where it hurts. Inflation is a thief, and it really does hurt. That's why I started using Upside. Upside is an incredible application for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. With every purchase, I'm earning cash back thanks to Upside. Look, our team uses Upside. When they were just doing a road trip to our Turning Point USA Young Women's Leadership Summit, they were using it all along the way. Easy rewards. Upside is a no-brainer. Look, with all the cash back, you're able to maybe pay for more of your bills that you now have thanks to inflation. Upside isn't too good to be true. It's a way to earn cash back. They've been able to create a rewards program when you buy gas, groceries, or dine out. So to get started, download the free Upside app in the Apple Store or Google Play. Use promo code CharlieKirk. That's promo code CharlieKirk, full name, no space, and get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Next, claim an offer for whatever you're using on Upside. Check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit or debit card, and get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card, or Amazon, or other brands. Upside users are earning more than millions of dollars every week. That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. Download the free Upside app and use promo code CharlieKirk to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Use promo code CharlieKirk. These shows are not fun to do. What I mean by these shows, the kind of show we have to do today, it's just really hard to watch because it's so self-inflicted, but it's necessary. And so thank you for bearing with us through this as we talk about the bear market. I don't like talking about how markets are crashing, S&P 500 slides deeper into bear market, it's not fun. It's not uplifting. I don't like talking about how inflation is happening, but it's necessary. And it's just very simple when you have the amount of dollar bills in the economy that is increased preemptively and the economy cratering. There is no other way to fix it than you raise interest rates and you have to grin and bear a recession for multiple years. Democrats are going to have to own this at the ballot box. They are going to get obliterated in November. If we have fair and free elections, if we're able to keep a transparent eye on ballot trafficking, which we are going to talk about that, well, maybe in the next day or two, kind of some of the comments around the movie 2000 Mules. People are poorer, but they have more dollar bills. Think about that. They have more dollar bills, but they're poorer than they were 2 years ago. The stock market is lower. You have more dollar bills that don't get you as much stuff. That is the worst of all economic combinations. I remember another situation that I was sitting in of a man that was running for office in California. And I told him, I said, inflation is coming. We are going to see 12 to 15% inflation. He's like, no, come on. I don't think that's true. The people at the top levels of society, I could tell you this. I spent a lot of time with people on the top of business. They somehow didn't see this coming. You saw it coming. We saw it coming. They're all collectively to blame for this, Republicans included. Republicans voted for these big government spending bills, a lot of them. Not all of them. They didn't vote for the infrastructure bill. I think some of them did. Murkowski and Collins did. Trillions of dollars out of thin air created. And now we have a cratering economy. The stock market is down. Just wait till unemployment goes up. That's going to be the next shoe to drop. The jobs report, I'm making a prediction. The jobs report in August and in September and October, my prediction, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I am wrong. I hope that you email me freedom@charliekirk.com and say, Charlie, you are off base. We have a tendency to be right about this stuff because we live in reality and we understand the nature of economics. You're going to see unemployment go up, up, up. Why would, hold on a second. Let's just think about this rationally. If companies are now selling less product and everything costs more, why would they continue to have unnecessary HR managers? Why would they continue to have duplicative employees? No, they are going to purge their ranks of unnecessary workers. And all of this kind of lazy stimulus check worker environment that some of you experience, I'm not calling all workers lazy, but there has definitely been an arrogance that has set in, especially with unable to find work, can't find workers. Anyone that runs a business is dealing with it right now. It's going to change almost overnight. Play cut 49, Ducey and the woman that shouldn't be press secretary going back and forth. Play cut 49.
President Biden once bragged about the stock market hitting record after record after record on my watch. How about now?
Meaning the stock market.
All the gains from President Biden's time in office have been wiped out.
So, as you know, we're watching closely. We know families are concerned about inflation in the stock market. That is something that the president is really aware of. And so, look, we face global challenges.
We face global challenges. Yeah, it's the space invaders, otherwise known as Putin. No, you did this. Your administration, your regime did this. With regulation, lack of energy exploration, destruction of Keystone XL pipeline, the war on American energy and gas, your trillions of dollars in new spending that you've authorized. You did this. Now we are about to, we're about to turn the corner into a set of economic conditions. Just hold on. There is very little you can do. Do not try to catch the falling knife. I'm not here to give stock market or financial advice. Not my thing. But you have a cartel of leaders. You have a regime of people, a ruling class that believes they are the designers of the natural world and they can make it better. Well, I hope that you enjoy their weird academic theories when you now go pay $130 to pay up to go fill up a tank of gas. Their theories did this to you. Their arrogance did this to you. Their pride did this to you. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and get involved at TurningPointUSA at tpusa.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.